Support for OPB comes from our members and from our sponsors, like Tracy Ray from the employment law firm of Baron Liebman. Tracy says that OPB sponsorship is a great way to support the community and connect with Baron Liebman's clients.
From the Gert Boyle Studio at OPB, this is Think Out Loud. I'm Dave Miller. The Portland Police Bureau spent nearly $70,000 on drones in a few months last year, and they are putting those drones to use. Kate Kay is an independent journalist and researcher who focuses on surveillance issues. She's been digging into the Bureau's drone purchases and their practices, and she joins us now to talk about what she has found. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Dave.
Why did you make a request for procurement records for PPB drones? I mean, what is at stake here?
Yeah, well, I wanted to learn more about what the police department's drone program entailed, what kinds of capabilities of those devices exist, you know, how are they being used. We know a little bit through some open data that the police department, the police bureau makes available publicly, but there's a lot we don't know. And so those procurement documents and my analysis of them really is helping fill in some of the gaps. What's at stake is, you know, right now the city is implementing the surveillance resolution that it passed a little over a year ago. And the first step of that is determining a framework for an inventory of surveillance tech. An example of surveillance tech that the city uses is the drones used by the police. And they really are a very helpful illumination of what, you know, a lot of kind of theoretical things that it really helps provide some context, I think, and to understand, okay, what do these things actually do? What do we want in an inventory? What kind of information would be helpful? What I wanted to show, I think, with this report and why I thought it was important to publish something about this was because I wanted to show that here's all the additional information that is very valuable to have in an inventory as the city determines how to implement its resolution.
So let's talk about some of the specifics that you found. The records that PPB provided, but you basically said, what did you buy? And then,
right.
and then they told you.
Yeah.
They bought about a dozen drones last year from the records that you found. What are the various capabilities of these? That's a handful of different models.
Yeah. Well, I think the most important capabilities that have really profound privacy and just invasive impacts are the ability to zoom in on basically, you know, the way the system's documentation refers to it is lock in on a target and zoom. The camera can zoom in. So these drones have cameras, okay? They're zooming in the way your regular old camera that you use when you're traveling zooms in. And then it actually can track a person or a vehicle or some other object that it's zooming in on and capture the actual location coordinates of that person or object. So it's gathering images, you know, photos and video of the person or vehicle being tracked. And then it's also gathering a lot of additional data.
Am I right that, because I got a little bit confused about the capabilities, yeah. But it seemed like algorithmically, some of these drones have the ability to sort of have to predict where someone or something is going and say, like,
right.
Well, it seems like this car is going this way. And so,
yeah.
I mean, this is the likely route of this, say, this fleeing suspect or just this Portlander.
Yeah. So I think that my understanding of the way that works, and that is the capability of at least some of the drones, what they do is, let's say you're using that tracking mechanism, right? You've zoomed in the camera, you're tracking a person and they're blocked by a wall or something, right? And the drone camera can't actually see it. What it's going to do is use some kind of predictive analysis to gauge, we think they went in this direction. So then the drone can continue tracking that person, you know, maybe even once they become more visible again.
I should note that you submitted personal comments to Portland officials regarding the implementation of the city's surveillance resolution that you mentioned earlier. That resolution, it called for privacy impact assessments before bureaus employ these technologies. They, if I understand correctly, they basically have to say, this is what we intend to do with this technology. What did the police bureau say they were going to do with their drones?
Yeah. So when the city council originally approved a budget, they approved a budget of $80,000 for this pilot, the pilot of the program. And so the police department at that point said, well, we'd like to use these drones to assess critical incidents, to assess like major crash events, to assess if there is a crash, to assess or some other situation, to assess whether or not maybe there might be an explosive on the premises. It really, the impression that I got from the different examples that they gave of how they'd want to use it, it was really around like major incidents, hot, you know, critical incidents, emergency situations. And so, yeah, that's what they said.
How does that assessment mesh with what the Bureau has actually been doing with these drones?
Yeah, I think that there may be some mission drift here. It's not entirely clear because without knowing exactly what happened during an incident in which a drone was flown over, during a police call, we don't know positively, but there are, because from the, police, open data, we know that drones have been flown over behavioral health incidents. Those might be the that's like a police label essentially for a type of a police call, and those could be in related to a suicide attempt, or it could be related to like somebody getting taken into detox. You know, there's any number of reasons why that could happen, and that's definitely not something that was mentioned originally. Another example is just a regular old traffic stop. There's a lot of examples in the public information that shows that drones have been flown over just, you know, a traffic stop and suspicious people-related incidents.
Portland Police Bureau Sergeant James Dufresne wrote this to you in an email. You asked the Bureau various questions, and this is part of what you heard from the Bureau. In most cases, UAS, that's an acronym for these drones, UAS has proven to lessen the impact on communities by reducing the need for officers or the time required for officers to clear a scene. Police activity is already taking place if a UAS is requested. He also told you that police do not operate their drones, quote, without an articulable and appropriate request from a police supervisor.
Yeah.
What does that last part mean? I mean, meaning clearly and clearly said and an appropriate request. Do you have a sense for what appropriate means?
No, I don't. That's in part because I haven't, you know, had any actual conversations with the Bureau about this. And I think that it does show that we don't really have. It's an example of a rule that we don't have. The Bureau might be creating its own rules, right, around how it uses drones. And we might not want that as a city. We might want some additional oversight here in terms of when and how these things are deployed. And so another thing that he did mention that I think is important is he suggested that there's lesser impact on people and communities when the drones are used, because, well, the cops aren't showing up. It's just a drone. There's a lot of questions here we have to ask. Whose criteria for impact are we talking about? If we're thinking about data capture and privacy-related stuff and just surveillance, invasive surveillance, those are impacts that it's questionable whether the police bureau is really concerned about those impacts. Those are impacts that a lot of people are concerned about.
Did you get the sense of what he was saying was that a police officer with a gun is less likely to be on the scene, and that is in its own way. So there's less of a chance of, say, lethal force used by an officer because we have a drone with a camera instead.
Possibly, but drones can be fitted with weapons. That's a thing that exists. we absolutely might want rules against that. There's also other, it sort of seems to diminish the very profound privacy and surveillance, invasive surveillance impacts here.
You point out that some of the city's drones could become significant as Portland police revive their protest response team. What do you have in mind?
I guess I thought about that because I had just read about it. And, you know, I noticed that the in the procurement documents that I was assessing, one of the pieces of equipment that was purchased is an appendage that can go on a particular kind of drone that can do, it can broadcast, and it can, it's like a searchlight and a broadcast thing. And I thought, okay, well, that sounds like something that the police might want to use in a protest situation where they're telling people to disperse. I don't know. We don't know what the rules are around that either.
You also point out that most of the drones that the PPB bought were made in China, a country that the FBI has said, basically, watch out. We don't think you should be buying drones from China for use like this because there are serious security concerns. What did the Bureau say directly in response to those concerns?
Well, the Bureau suggested that there's national security concerns. There are just, you know, cybersecurity related concerns in terms of just the data security of the drones. There's obviously, you know, as legislators and the White House are concerned about TikTok, like that's, you know, another example of a technology produced in China, in mainland China, that there's concerns about the collection of data related to U.S. residents and whether or not that could be susceptible to the Chinese government, because they have some rules there regarding, you know, tech companies having to supply information about people.
Kate, thanks very much.
Thanks.
Kate Kay joined us. She is a Portland-based writer focused on privacy and surveillance. She wrote recently about the Portland Police Bureau's use of drones. This is separate from her work as the deputy director of the World Privacy Forum, that is a non-profit public interest firm.
If you tune in to Think Out Loud because you love learning about what's happening in our region, you'll love listening to The Evergreen. This weekly podcast paints an audio portrait of the Pacific Northwest through the stories of the people who live here. Subscribe now wherever you get your podcasts.